The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Of women, of which Jennifer is a charter member.
Yes.
Yeah, here
absolutely.
She is.
Absolutely, right at the front of the list.
Right. Connecting with you all around our country and around the world, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Wednesday, the 23rd of July. To listen live, get the podcast, visit us on TuneIn.com or click on the TuneIn button at GoodDayShow.com, DougSteffen.com. All of those good places, CRN Digital, no, it's not CRN Live, isn't it? CRNLive.com?
Oh, boy. CRNTalk.com.
I mean, oh, boy. What kind of a condescending comment is that? Special reports today on all of the things that are going on in the world. The rockets, red glare, the bombs bursting in air over Israel, Hamas's rockets exploded near the main airport in Tel Aviv. Therefore, U.S. flights, European flights, Canadian flights canceled. Delta, latest to cancel its flights. Delta and Continental, well, United, have been flying in. TWA, I think, was the longest running and first American carrier to go to Tel Aviv after the declaring of the state in 1948. And until they were demolished by the deal that they had with American Airlines, American decided the day they took over TWA to stop flying to Tel Aviv. The Irishmen didn't like the Jews, and so, we're not flying over there anymore. The Irishmen that were running American Airlines. So that's probably a side story to the latest news from over there, which doesn't seem to be much different than the news of the day before, other than flights have been canceled in and out of Tel Aviv. So that's not going to be good for their business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what Hamas is trying to do.
Shut them down.
Yep, right, exactly. So who is in charge of the Israeli PR movement? Who's in charge of the Hamas PR movement? And who's winning the PR war? Kenny, what do we have for comments? Ken Kessler monitors social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Who's winning the battle, or are we still just most of us saying, yeah, we can't get involved in that? Or is there some shape to the Israeli-Palestinian conflagration?
A lot of the comments are taking shots at Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
Paula says, Obama gave billions of tax dollars to Hamas, but instead of bettering the lives of Palestinians, Hamas spent it on tunnels used to attack Israel.
So, let's see. I don't understand that. I've heard that Kerry wanted to use 57 million American tax dollars to help those who have been displaced on the Gaza. Where is the billions? Is that is there something that I don't know about, or is that just an exaggeration?
I don't know. You
not that we should spend one penny on it, but
You have to take anything on social media with a grain of salt.
All right, so what else do you have there that we can take with a grain of salt?
Amber says, I don't know if everyone understands how Hamas is fighting this war. They're putting missile batteries next to hospitals.
Yeah, I think most everybody gets that. Schools, hospitals, those are that's the kind of, these people
dirty,
are furs.
Yeah.
They are.
The rules of war don't exist there anymore.
No, well, they never did.
Never did with them, you're right.
Right, yeah, they have no compunction. They're users, they're abusers. They're using Twitter, text messages, videos, leaflets, phone calls on both sides, I think, now, aren't they? The folks on Hamas, who have learned from the Israelis, because the Israelis have been pamphleting these areas all along. Have they not tried to avoid killing civilians? I mean, the Palestinians don't give a damn about the civilians of the Hamas, don't they? Happy to kill as many Israelis as they can kill. One dead Jew is a good dead Jew, as far as they're concerned. What else, Kenny?
Mark says, as long as Hamas continues to use terrorism, there will be no peace.
Hmm.
Hamas has chosen the method to achieve what they want.
Well, again, Hamas using people as human shields the Israelis tell people on the Gaza side, we're going to attack at this time. If you're a civilian,
get out of the way.
Right. Meanwhile, you think the guys
that are working on Gaza
aren't going to get out of the way?
Do you think at some point Israel will say enough of that and just start blowing things
up? No. No, I don't think so. No. But again, we're just postulating. Any other good comments, Kenny?
One comment on the other side. Glenn says, every time you say Israel just bombed such and such, huge numbers of people are trained to say, but Hamas hid weapons there without having any idea if it's true.
I think that you can count on pretty much the Israelis telling you what's going on. And there's no reason for this. So many targets. The problem is that they are close to areas where there are schools and mosques and hospitals. But they have no scruples. And that's been clear all along. Go back to the days of Arafat. No scruples whatsoever. But they're taught to hate. And by the way, I've talked to lots of, in my trips to Israel, I've talked to a lot of school-age children. You know, there are schools. This is something a lot of people don't know. There are actually schools in Israel where the Christians, the Muslims, and the Jewish kids all go to school together. Did you know that? There are clubs, and there are all these entities where this goes on day in and day out. The younger crowd they all seem to, if they come from better families, no matter what, they're schooled in what the realities are. But the problem is that there are so many people, they don't even have schools in some of these areas where there is just religious teaching by those who are in the mosques, and most of the training is about hating the Jews, hate the Israelis. They've done this, 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 and this. So it goes on for generations, it goes on for decades, it goes on for millennia, it goes on for thousands of years, and the same thing results. They teach you to hate the Israelis. And so what kind of chance do they have to make it right, to fix it? And even in the face of that, there are a lot of people who are on the Palestinian side who doubt that what is being done by Hamas is the right thing to do. So at this point, you have more of this, and it's like a seasonal thing. Almost every year or two, there is one of these things that started like this year, July 8th. So what's today? The 23rd, right? This has been going on for 2 weeks? Yeah. It's a war over public opinion, so say some, if you watch some of the blogs that are over there. Anyway, it is. Was it Monday when I wasn't feeling well? There was somebody from the Israeli military that came on.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer, what'd you get out of that conversation?
Mostly just she'd spoken to what had happened over the weekend, because it had been quite a brutal weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But she focused on the fact that they were attacking these tunnels put into place by Hamas, and she indicated that the money was coming from Iran and from Syria to help fund them.
Right.
You know, and then we also talked a little bit about the way of life over there, because I think what we don't understand for people that haven't been to Israel is you see people reacting very calmly to these sirens going off and, you know, all hell breaking loose. So what is it like? And she said that most people were just trained to go to bus benches when they hear the sirens go off, or to stay out of certain areas. And it's just, it's another, I think, a blessing for us to realize that we're here. And as bad as things seem in America, not quite as bad. I mean, at least you're not living that lifestyle of having to run every time you hear a siren go off.
Well, there are many people who think we're at war with Mexico. We're not. We're at war with the drug cartels.
Right.
And the situation that exists not only in Mexico, but in Guatemala and El Salvador and Honduras. Not that it makes it right for all of them to be pouring across the border, but it's kind of a different. There are fugitives, by the way, all over the Middle East. Jordan has tons of Syrians that have come over the border there. Probably that's the most notable area where there are just tens of thousands of people that just come over. And by the way, the U.S. taxpayer sends millions of dollars to help settle those people through our USAID, USAID. The Secretary of State will decide where that money goes, because we have a sort of a, I think, I don't know how much money there is. It's $1 billion or something in aid that we can discreetly give in areas where we think they need help. 57 million that would go to Gaza would come out of the U.S. And that would be Kerry's decision. So he doesn't have to go to Congress. He doesn't have to go to the president. He doesn't go anywhere. He can just say, okay, let's use 57 million of our $1 billion in foreign aid to help out those in the Gaza. Man, you don't have any say over it, and I don't have any say over it. Nobody has any say over it. So something to have in the back of your mind as you read these stories or hear about how the United States is going to help here or there. Kerry will make those decisions, or whoever the Secretary of State is will make those decisions on what to do with that discretionary money. Now, if you don't like it, you should call your congressman, tell him that you don't like there being a $1 billion slush fund that the State Department can use to help out causes or people or things that you may not necessarily think are a good idea. All right? Help yourself to that communication if you'd like. Summer clearance sale at Chamonix. Call now to get the best deal of the year on Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus features arginine. It's an amino acid that safely widens the arteries to maintain normal blood pressure levels. Doctors are discovering new arginine benefits every single day. Recent research shows that, along with blood pressure, arginine restores the elasticity of the arteries as you begin to age. What it does is boost the blood flow to your muscles, to your brain, to your heart. Every part of your body is enhanced by getting the blood around, because that's obviously the fluid of life. And Heart Factors Plus makes it so easy. It's got six phantasmagorical antioxidants and also other ingredients to make your heart healthier. It's the best-selling supplement these people have ever had. So if you'd like to get in on the bargain, Heart Factors Plus is available by dialing 800-577-8560. That's 800-577-8560. And when you call that number and mention Doug Steffen, they'll give you a 3-month supply of the new CoQ10 and fish oil supplement free with your order. That's a 3-month supply with a 3-month supply of Heart Factors Plus. So you're paying for two things. I'm sorry, you're paying for one thing and you're getting two great products. 800-577-8560. Now's a good time while you're thinking about it. Take a minute and get a hold of Heart Factors Plus for your health now and in the future. 800-577-8560.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
It's Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long.
It's really a good beer.
It really is.
Definitely good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boss beer, pretty boss and nasty. We're sponsored.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get a 12-pack of Staples number 2 pencils for 68 cents and rulers for a quarter and classic Crayola markers for 97 cents.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supply. See store or staples.com for details.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Valvoline, 140 years under your hood. 140 years. Imagine that oil.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Vanessa Williams hits can you name, Jennifer?
This is the biggest for me.
Yeah. But she's had a number of good songs, good pop songs.
Didn't she do something for the Olympics? No, that was Whitney Houston. This is my favorite Vanessa Williams song. Michael, just go out there. I don't know if I can. Yeah, I don't know if I can name others.
Michael, how many Vanessa Williams songs do you find when you do a quick search?
Three in our library.
Three.
What are the other two names?
One's a Christmas song and one is Peace on Earth.
Huh. Yeah, you want to play a little of that?
Not really.
No, okay. All right. So, Miss America, this year, 1984, this year, this time of year, 1984, let's see, it was this date, 1984, when Vanessa Williams turned in her crown. It had been discovered that she had posed naked for Penthouse.
Or, as we say it, naked.
Naked. She was the first black Miss America, so she relinquished her title. Anybody remember who she gave it to, who the runner-up was that year?
No idea.
No, of course. Nobody.
Who cared after all that? I mean, she was naked.
Yeah. Suzette Charles was the lady's name. So, anyway, I don't think anybody much cared. And it sort of made out, they had their standards, yes, understood, but she seemed to come across as pretty credible, and I don't know if desirable is the right word. I remember all of the hoopla, and she was the first Miss America that I remember for a long time having some shape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and isn't that what it's all about? When you get right down to it, Miss Universe, Miss America, Miss USA, it's all about how they look.
Not always. They also have to tell their plan for world peace, too.
Yeah, right.
So. Saving the Iraq.
All right, exactly. You got it. All right, last night on the late night shows, let's get a piece of some of the monologues from Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman, and Seth Meyers.
KFC and McDonald's apologized after their meat suppliers were videotaped packaging meat that had fallen on the floor. Yeah, both restaurants pledged to stop buying meat from the company known as the 5-Second Rule Ranch.
Hillary Clinton visited the headquarters of Twitter and Facebook yesterday. Yeah. Hillary would have also visited LinkedIn, but she already knows what job she wants.
Yeah.
That's right. Hillary visited the headquarters of Twitter and Facebook, while Bill visited the headquarters of Tinder and Snapchat. And he's like,
we have a mayor of the city, Bill de Blasio. Yeah. Bill de Blasio, and nobody's ever seen him in public. He's reportedly he's enormously tall, and he's vacationing. He's taken about 6 weeks off, and he's vacationing in Italy. The mayor of New York City on vacation in Italy. Yeah, and so don't worry, we're on the honor system, okay? Everything will be fine.
A group of experimental architects have begun stacking steel shipping containers in a Washington, D.C. basement in an effort to create quick and affordable housing. Although, good luck convincing a girl to come back to your steel box in a basement. No, come on. Hang out.
Embarrassing. Sometimes his voice is embarrassing, I think.
Oh, it's a little high-pitched.
Yeah. A little bit, but some of the things he has to say, he's getting it. He's beginning to find. So, anybody ever think that Will Ferrell would make a good late night host?
Oh, who I think he'd be hysterical.
Really?
Yeah, I think he'd be funny.
Do you think he could stick to the plan?
No.
Stick to the script?
No. Absolutely not.
That's why they probably wouldn't have him there. The essence of our poll yesterday at DougStephan.com. What do you think about Rick Perry sending the National Guard to secure the border? 45% of you who responded to DougStephan.com said it's about time somebody did something about this outrage. Comments galore, always at DougStephan.com. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, is there a bipartisan way to deal with the fleeing kids at the Texas border?
This is Ralph Nader. I've been working with conservatives on issues where we agree, like ending the NSA dragnet, cutting corporate welfare, and challenging trade agreements that undermine our sovereignty and economy. That's why I wrote Unstoppable. It explains how the left and right can work to dismantle the corporate state in 24 major areas for overdue change. You can play a role in this growing convergence and obtain my book by visiting Nader.org today.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Lowry. With Democrats saying you have to show compassion to kids fleeing violence from Central America and Republicans saying we can't be a magnet for every child who wants to come to America, is there a bipartisan way out of this dilemma on the Texas border?
We can argue the causes here one way or another, but without the Bush 2008 law, and by the way, I think that law is right, that if young people come here, their lives are in danger, they ought to get a hearing, they ought to be able to seek asylum. I don't see why we are the only country in the world that shouldn't be providing asylum under those circumstances. And right now, the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, is saying we're not going to pass anything in August, partly because the Republican Party is so divided.
This crisis hurts the president. The pressure on the Republicans is you want to be in favor of enforcing immigration laws. At the same time, you're not communicating a generalized hostility to desperate and poor people. There is a consensus among most Republicans and some reasonable Democrats, more money for temporary housing in the vicinity of the border and a rocket docket to adjudicate what cases need to be adjudicated very quickly, and then money to put them back on planes to go home.
I'm Mark Green, host of your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I don't have to tell you, this economy sucks. Unlike the political elite and Wall Street bankers, you know that debts don't disappear and bailouts have big consequences. Stock and real estate market bubbles can pop at any moment and evaporate most or all of your retirement savings. Folks, we're in the weakest economy of our lifetime and it's likely to get much worse. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. And I'm here to tell you, this may be the best thing that could happen to you if you move decided and develop a backup plan immediately. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in history, and history is about to repeat itself. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Jennifer Horn, and if I do say so myself, Doug Steffen, on the Good Day program, singing a song of praise for you in this good day. See what's going on in the latest on the downing of the plane. Pro-Russian militants have been blamed. The Russians apparently did not pull this off.
Right.
That would be...
That's what Putin says, right?
Right. Well, I don't know. It seems to be, isn't the consensus, Kenny, that even though Pukin Putin is out there to try, he says he's going to use his influence with the separatists to allow a full investigation into what happened to the plane.
His influence, they're his, like, they're his henchmen, they're his people.
Mm. Well, but so therefore will they do what he says when it comes to an investigation, or is this just a charade?
Feels like a charade.
Well, but this is a game, and they're playing this game. They have to be careful, because if it's thought or proven that they were behind it, there'll be wild international sanctions mm-hmm. against Russia. And it won't be a war, but it'll be an economic war. They will shut Russia down. They, the international community, shut them down.
That's why you would think he'd be a little more helpful.
Well,
yeah, but he's also so egotistical.
Yeah, he's an egomaniac.
Yeah.
Yeah. So U.S. intelligence officials say they believe that the separatists were probably to blame, and they probably shot down the plane by mistake. It wasn't something they were planning on doing. So what were they aiming at? That's when the other shoe drops. What were they shooting at? What did they think they were shooting at?
Well, I think they thought it was some sort of military plane. Didn't they think it was something else?
Well, how did they come to that conclusion?
Who knows? It was flying overhead. Yeah. Well, it must be something. Yeah.
Well, but there have been, apparently, what we were originally led to believe by the news media was that there were only four planes that flew over Ukraine, commercial airliners, that day, when in fact pilots said when they saw that story, what are you talking about? There were 1,000 planes that flew over Ukraine from every country in Eastern and Western Europe. What are you talking about, these guys said. We're flying over. We've been flying over Ukraine since this whole thing started. As long as we stay above 30,000 feet, supposedly no problem. And they continue to do that, too, by the way. Speaking of flying, the folks in Israel, sort of as a postmortem on what we were talking about in the last half hour, those of you who had plans to go to Tel Aviv for a nice sunny vacation, you can probably put those discussions and that plan on hold for a while, because the FAA has told all American airlines that are serving, and American isn't one of them, but United is in on it, and I guess they told El Al that they didn't want to give them clearance to fly from New York and Newark back to Tel Aviv. So all flights from the U.S. and most from Europe, too, what the equivalent is of the FAA in Europe, says the same thing. We don't want you to go. So don't plan on flying to Tel Aviv, because we don't want planes flying in that airspace. I think because Hamas said that they were going to target the airport, didn't they, Kenny?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
But and they were already blowing up things around the airport, which is what caused this yesterday.
Yeah,
that's. I think even more so. The problem is that they've been blowing up stuff that have been around the airport.
Yeah,
and they're concerned that airplanes will be next.
But Netanyahu spoke to John Kerry and asked for Kerry's help in reversing the FAA decision. Don't know what Kerry said. The death toll over there is at 616 now, including nearly 100 children, many other civilians. The leaflets continue to fly on both sides. So it is what it is. Can we not talk about this anymore? I'm just so tired.
I'm going to give you a pass for the rest of the hour.
Yeah, at least. Please. Thank you. All right.
Yeah.
So a couple of court challenges for Obamacare. One of them said yes. The other one said no.
It's fair and balanced, isn't it?
But it's fair and balanced. So we're back at square one in a manner of speaking. We are. I'm not, because I'm not a participant in Obamacare. Kenny's a participant in Calicare. Jennifer, we've never talked about what insurance you have.
Not Obamacare, no.
No, but you have a private, because the company has private insurance. Okay. All right. So the circumstances as they present themselves, I think both cases were in Virginia, or they were in courts around the district. One was a Virginia court, the other one was a D.C. court, right, Kenny? And the D.C. court said that Obamacare was basically illegal, or there were parts of it that are illegal, unconstitutional. And then the other court, the same day, said just the opposite. So where does that leave you, other than the thing goes back to the Supreme Court again for another facet of it? And don't both of these have to do with contraception, the rulings?
I didn't see that. I thought it was about employer implementation, or at least one of them was.
That's how I understood it too. I think we passed the birth control thing. Thank God.
The two courts. Let's see. First, a three-judge panel of the D.O. That was right. That's Kenny said it was. Michael said it was subsidies. That's what I was trying to remember. That's the first one was about federal subsidies. Mm-hmm. For people who signed up for health coverage, is that kosher or not? 2-1 decision there. Let's see here. Then the other one, the three judges on a Fourth Circuit panel in Virginia decided the opposite by declaring the subsidy legal and proper. So it was hello.
So I think what this tells you, I'm no political expert here, but I think what it tells you is that there's obviously people on both sides know that there are big problems with this plan.
Yep.
And that you're gonna see, and probably not until after the elections, because nobody wants to ruin their standing. Nobody wants to fix it and make it better before they get elected. But I bet you next year everybody's going to come together and say, hey, here's what we need to do. It'll probably be both sides of the aisle. And they'll work something out to try to fix it up a little bit.
I betcha.
You betcha?
I betcha.
Take that bet?
I betcha. Okay. If you picked up fruit at Costco, listen up, folks. Costco, Trader Joe's, Kroger, Walmart, Sam's Club. If you picked up peaches, nectarines, plums that were packed at Wawona Packing Company.
Don't forget the pluots.
Wawona. What is a pluot?
A pluot's like a hybrid plum. It's delicious.
Really? Mm-hmm. A pluot. Anyway.
You should try them. You'd love them.
Mm-hmm. Would I? Okay. Mm-hmm. Wawona. I love that name. Wawona Packing Company has warehouses out in California, and if the packing was done between June 1st and July 12th, all of that fruit is being... Why would it still be even out on the... Hello, it was packed in June? Why would it even still be out? Yeah. Why would it be...
Bigger problems maybe than Listeria.
Yeah. So here's what I also find interesting. Is there a more different mode of operation than Costco versus Trader Joe's? Costco, Walmart, Sam's Club, got it. Trader Joe's? Trader Joe's supposed to be upscale. Or is just all of that a sham, too? I think I've kidded myself, or I'm beginning to think I have. I've been going to Trader Joe's for a long time because I thought that the quality there was better. If they get the same...
Well, their produce, I think. I don't think it's bad produce. You can't assume that everything at Trader Joe's is organic.
No, and that's but they're getting the supply. The point I'm making is the supply is coming from the same place that delivers to, and it just shows you once again how the American public is duped by labels and ideas. Now, I'm not saying that everything at Trader Joe's is the same as everything you get at Costco or Walmart, but in terms of fruit, I've never thought Trader Joe's fruit was any good anyway. That's not their produce is not their strong point. The things
their
that
what?
I think their produce.
Their what?
Oh, will you stop? Is not as good as... nothing is as
their
good as
doing... Their produce isn't as good as you
local,
think, too, right?
local,
of course.
Local,
you can't be
local.
Going to a farmer's market.
Local. All right, so anyway, Wawona says the products that they delivered to Costco, Trader Joe's, Kroger, Walmart, Sam's Club is probably contaminated with Listeria, and the symptoms are having diarrhea. You can have a fever, you can have muscle aches, that kind of stuff. My daughter used to call it diarrhea when she was a little girl. Daddy, I got diarrhea!
I was wondering if you said it like that on purpose.
I did. Thank you, Kenny, for recognizing that. All right, so anyway, fruits this time of year, get them from local sources. That's it. Bottom line, forget about going to these big box stores because the stuff is... it's a month and a half old. That's what I worry about, stuff that was packed a month and a half ago. What do you want to put that in your body for? It's garbage. Might as well eat paper. Go outside and eat the grass on your lawn. Maybe you'd be actually, unless you sprayed it with all the stuff that kills dogs. That's another thing. There was a ruling, there's a lot of hoopla in the EPA in the last couple of weeks about farmers back. They're back again into what farmers do with their manure. Manure is a natural organic substance, yet every lawn in your neighborhood has been sprayed by the poisons, the noxious fumes that come from your next-door neighbor's lawn, or maybe even yours, if you let your dog out on it after it's just been sprayed by these big... what's a big company that sprays Insta-Lawn and those outfits that go around, and they make your lawn greener by spraying the stuff on it. You put your dog out on it after it's been sprayed, and it'll probably kill him.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, but anyway, why do you think they have a skull and crossbones? They put signs on lawns that have a skull and crossbone on them after they spray.
I just thought they liked pirates.
Oh, good for you, Jennifer. Okay, so this is another one. I'm not going to get off on that tangent because it'll take us for the rest of the hour. But it's the kind of thing. These are the big... I go back to the same theory that you've heard me go through 100 times. The small family farmer is never involved in these recalls. Never are they responsible for Listeria problems, E. coli problems, for any of the things that these big outfits that pack the stuff a month and a half ago, it's in plastic, it gets heated in the trucks, all of this stuff. And so we have the government trying to chase small family farmers around because they can't get at these other people. The only reason this thing has become something we're all talking about is because they voluntarily recalled it. You don't see the government involved in any of these press releases.
And typically, it's only a few things that are infected. They just have to take back everything, right?
Right, yeah. Well, it's better to be safe than sorry.
Better than you, exactly.
Yes. Okay, as we focus on where we are today, it's Wednesday, middle of the week already. How are you doing? You're aware that today came upon you pretty quickly. So did yesterday and the day before, because we're growing older and we're growing into our older age, our older status, very quickly. A lot of things are happening to your body, and losing your hair is probably one of them. But, B-U-T-T-T, it doesn't have to be one of your problems, not anymore, since the advent of Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. Provia is the all-natural hair therapy that is aimed at cleaning the pores on your scalp so that the hair that's under your scalp will come through the follicles and start growing. You'll have peach fuzz there, not the kind of stuff that's going to be recalled. It's going to grow, and it'll be like a miracle. In a month or two, you'll feel it, and then people begin to see the results, and just your friends say, hey, you got more hair. What happened? What'd you do? Here's what you can do. Call 800-525-8319, and it's not going to be too late for you to enjoy summer activities with a little bit more hair. It's going to start now as soon as you make that call. 800-525-8319. You'll get Provia. Your hair will be younger looking, fuller, stronger, healthier hair. Just a phone call away. 800-525-8319. This is an all-natural substance that cleanses the pores, gets rid of all that gluck that's in there from the cheap shampoos you've been using over the years. So have a nicer look. Feel better about yourself when you look in the mirror. It's a neat, neat product. 800-525-8319. Ask for a special gift. When you mention Doug Steffen, as you call for Provia to get your hair back the natural way, 800-525-8319.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road. You can't beat the open road, but saving money on motorcycle insurance is a close second. That's why I switched to Geico. Reminds me of the time I switched to a new helmet without a face mask and swallowed a bunch of gnats when I accidentally yawned. Those suckers tasted bad. Unlike Geico Motorcycle Savings, which always taste real good. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Do you remember when summer road trips meant loading up the family in the car and playing hours of I Spy and license plate bingo?
I found Alaska!
America's Best Value Inn invites you to share stories and photos from memorable summer trips. Now through September 15th at americasbestvalueinn.com. You'll be entered for a chance to win free stays at any of our 1,000 hotels, gift certificates from TA and Petro stopping centers, and other fun prizes. Share your memories and make your own this summer at America's Best Value Inn.
I Spy and ABVI!
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder, ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Sam Adams Summer Ale season.
I love the Summer Ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long.
It's really a good beer.
It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Must be a pretty awesome ass. Responsibly.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium,
our locker room,
our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap, and our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Fantasy football season does not last forever, and neither will their new limited-time flavors from the Buffalo Wild Wings Sauce Lab, Ghost Pepper, Classic Margarita, and Salted Caramel Barbecue. Wow. Try them while you can, because once they're gone for good. Poof! Buffalo
Yummy.
Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wild. What's that song? That we ought to
wild thing.
You make my heart sing.
All we need is wild wing.
Wow. Well, that's a just change the lyric line like we all, Weird Al does. Wild things. You make my stomach. Maybe not. Anyway.
That's just like Weird Al, Dougie. I think actually he's scared right now thinking that you're taking his job.
I sound just like him, right?
That's it.
51 after on Good Day.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Summertime and the living is easy, at least for Shelley Palmer, who's taking the day off today. So Tech Talk time on Good Day focuses on a couple of other items that are kind of cool and a little bit off the wall in a sense. NBA player Matt Barnes is going to use social media to see if he can help in finding people who might have had anything to do with his aunt's stabbing. He plays for the Clippers, has 200,000 followers on Twitter and Instagram, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
He went to the websites in hopes of finding the police's main suspect in the fatal stabbing of his aunt. Quote, "This dude stabbed my auntie in the neck last week and left her for dead. She ended up dying," he alleges. "If you have any information on the whereabouts, please contact hashtag SACPD, hashtag Sacramento, we need your help, hashtag RIPT Tang." What does that mean?
Hmm.
What is RIP? That's whatever that is. So then he attached a photo to it,
mm-hmm.
which posts two mugshots of an older man named Michael Williams, who's still on the run and suspected to be involved in this. According to the Sacramento Bee, Mr. Williams is the estranged husband of Mr. Bond's aunt. Let's see.
I think this is such a great use of social media. I mean, you hear
is
so
it?
Many. I think you hear so many weird, bad, terrible bullying stories about social media. This is actually kind of cool. I mean, if you have the following, I mean, even if you don't, things can go viral, and you ask for help for something like this. Why not? It's like a gigantic neighborhood watch.
All right, so what kind of results is he getting from this? He got 200,000 followers, Kenny. So what is the net result? Have there been any sightings of this person? Are people actually on the lookout for this guy?
I'm sure there are, that he does have fans who are in that area and are probably on the lookout, but I haven't seen anything posted yet. Anybody who has seen anything is probably privately messaging him,
mm-hmm.
whatever they've found out.
By the way, when we were talking a few minutes ago about that fruit recall, how much of an impact does social media have on things like that? I did not follow because I don't normally.
It's big. If you go onto your Facebook feed right now, you'll see a lot of pictures of peaches up there.
On my Facebook page.
Just on. I mean, when you go in and look at your timeline this morning, there's a lot of people that have posted pictures of peaches.
Hmm.
Warning of the recall.
All right. I'm looking, actually. Here I am on Twitter.
See, I'm not talking about like the Doug Steffen profile. I'm talking like if you sign into Facebook and you look at your timeline.
Oh,
you
I see what you're saying.
Pictures of peaches.
Right. Yeah. All
yeah.
Right. Peaches was my favorite.
I mean,
child.
I know you. I know. I know you like to look at pictures of yourself.
Of myself? What's that got to do with peaches? What are you talking about?
Because you were looking at your own Twitter feed.
Well, so how do I learn about what's going on if I don't look at my own Twitter feed?
I know.
And why do you
have
think
any
people
fun?
Are
how do we have
immune?
Any fun? How do we have any fun if we can't laugh at ourselves?
Well,
right?
I'm not laughing at me. This is a serious
I
business.
I am. It's okay.
Yeah. Nice. All right, so here's another, well, this maybe you want to make it a little bit lighter, story
yes,
at DougSteffen.com in the New York area. Apparently, there is a real-life game of Pac-Man being played on the streets of Brooklyn.
Are they eating pellets?
Well, the people that were on the streets were dressed up as Pac-Man. this is called Pac-Manhattan.
People have way too much time on their hands.
Pac-Man.
Just for the record,
well,
come hang out with me. I'll give you something to file. I'll give you some work to do.
Pac-Man goes back, what, 40 years?
It was huge when I was a little kid.
Computers were just coming out. And
Atari,
that was
remember?
Yeah, right. So why is this still... this? And these people that are playing around with this are in their 30s, apparently, right?
Well,
the game was first played on the streets of Greenwich Village in 2004.
I'm in my 30s, and Pac-Man was definitely part of my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think there's something really cool to younger kids about the vintage video games, because they look at them and go, how could you play that? That's so boring.
Well, but these people are actually playing. They're dressed up as Pac-Man, and they're going out onto the streets. And in this version of the game, players use smartphones to help navigate this nine-mile course.
That's funny. Hey, they're getting exercise.
Yeah,
it's all right.
What would it be? I would think hot, humid day like we've had. The Northeast is very hot. What's it like in Michael? What's temperature in Washington this morning?
Right now, probably high 70s, low to mid 80s.
Is it humid?
Yeah, and it's getting worse.
Yeah, thunder showers this afternoon. Cool that off probably a little bit. But out in California, where I was this weekend, where Kenny and Jennifer are, don't have to worry about all this stuff. I haven't seen as blue a sky as I saw on Sunday when we were out on Catalina Island.
This weekend was beautiful, especially because it wasn't too hot. We had a little bit of cooling, which was nice.
But could you play Pac-Man? Can you imagine playing Pac-Man going, let's see, what would be a good street? Sepulveda Boulevard.
That's kind of what it's like when you drive, is playing Pac-Man.
Yeah, in a manner of speaking. All right, so there's fun to be had. Check out some of the info that we have for you, serious and silly, at DougSteffen.com. 59 after the hour on Good Day.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.